Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday on Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And hello to the world out there. A mad for me, and I'm sure for many others, if you hear the news. I don't listen to it much, but I get a little bit of it. And how the sanctions against the Russian government obviously are not working. You know, how they are able to get the oil. Now, I'm not against oil being used for people who need it, for people who are struggling and driving their cars to get to work, to feed their family and all that. But when the oil goes to kill people, that's a mad for me, and I'm sure for a big part of the world. You know, but how do you control that? You know, the oil obviously is going to the government. Did you hear that story out of Britain where these workers had to transport the oil to the docks or the piers where that weren't British waters to get the oil on foreign ships, you know, that obviously hooked up, I guess, with Russia somehow. And the British workers, according to the news, according to NBC, were very angry that they had to work and get this oil over to the ships, you know, the ship that couldn't come into British waters. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, we listen to the news, we see the news, we're not there. You know, you gotta weigh this all with a grain of salt. I mean, because you really don't know what's happening. But, you know, you take a good guess and you measure it out and you come to a conclusion. Some of it I believe and some of it I don't. But I do know that this government, United States, is famous for doing jobs half-assed. Now, if you're gonna sanction a government and keep the oil away from them so they can't maneuver their instruments of killing, you know, all the loopholes should have been tied off. There should be no loopholes in a case like this for oil that's being used to destroy lives. So the government does the same thing to us. They do things in a haphazard way. They'll give all the money that's supposed to help us to agencies, and we can't get the help we need. We are disabled. So typical that the government operates this way, that there's no safety guards in there, there's no closing of the loopholes, and God only knows what's going to happen with all this stuff. All right, we know that we got Inner Sight here, and hopefully we'll get some phone calls if we get our engineer in here. Try to open up the phones. In the meantime, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, I want to thank them again, once again, for providing food for my Akita guide dog and for setting the example for every agency for the disabled who should step up and care more about people. All right. 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And thank you so much, Joanne. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Aquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, the beautiful, beautiful children of the world. We honor them. We cherish them. Go an extra mile for a child. That guy over there in Russia should practice that. Stop all this horrible murdering. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And we thank you for that. Kennedy Realty, one of our helpers and supporters of this program. 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Kennedy Realty. All right. And if you call them, need some help with housing information or information about real estate, I'll give you that number again in a minute, but call Mr. Kennedy.
I'm here.
He's a good guy. 631-888-1186. Anthony Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090.
Wait a second.
So check it out.
Hello.
We have four different areas where people could help. You know, if you have a favorite area that you want to help in. All right? No law to protect you with the guide dogs. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. No enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act. And last but not least, make it so that everyone can keep their disability money no matter what. Now, what were you saying?
I just had a weird occurrence that whatever was on Monday night's show is now repeating on tonight, so I'm going to try and correct that.
I don't know what you mean by that, but
it's part of the body of the text on this show, so please excuse us. Got to figure out why it did that.
What are they playing last Monday's show? Is that what you say?
No, it retained this Monday's show.
How can they play this Monday show when it's only in progress? They don't know what
we have
on this show.
That's right. That's right.
So?
That's right.
Yep. Doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and those four different areas, if anyone would like to be a sponsor of any one of them, please contact us. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. We got Able News coming up.
Yes, we do.
We want
to
thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. Able News, we got you ready?
Yeah, I got Able News. Hold on. All right, here it goes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you, Able News, and we greatly appreciate that. And by the way, Silo, the number, the phone number is 631-880-7929. Need any information on the disabled legislation or any rules on the agencies, give them a call, 631-880-7929. We got a place where you can get dog food, cat food, and it's called Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631. Yeah, hold on. Just, where's that number? Oh. 631-484-3085.
That's correct.
484-3085. There it is.
That's right.
All right. Talk to Gary, and when he's able to do it, he has veterinarian services. So again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. You can find them up on the Facebook.
I buy from Amazon all the time, and I have made my donating to him because I couldn't find us anywhere, so I donated to him, and I think I hopefully more than paid back for those two cute little dogs that I had before. Hopefully I'll get, you know, one cute dog for me to have a service dog, I'm hoping, in the future. Well, does the
Wait a minute, you donated $10 to who?
To him. I keep donating a little at a time. You know, when I buy my...
To Amazon?
Yeah. You could
Why
set
do you
a
do
donation
that?
Amount.
They got so much damn money, they don't know what to do with it.
They meet what you donate. So, for example, $10, you say, what we just said, they meet it with $10. Everything that you buy, they match it. So I don't understand what you're talking about.
You're not making any sense.
If I buy $10 worth of something, they match it. They match what you buy.
They match it, and it goes where?
It goes to the person who you asked to go to.
To who?
It goes to Gary.
Where?
To Gary.
What?
It goes to Gary and his...
Oh, it goes to Gary.
Oh,
I just nobody stops on Long Island.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
Right.
If it goes to Gary, I'm all for it. All right, Inner Sight. And Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you know, you can talk about it right here. So 213-816-1650 if you want to get on the phone. Keep it clean.
Yep, yep.
And don't be too mean.
Nah.
Unless
Are
you're
you
yelling
ready for
at
yours,
the agencies.
Sir?
What?
You already did yours. You already did yours, so I'm going to go straight to our phones. We have Anthony.
We have any callers?
We have Anthony.
All right, Anthony calls in all the time.
Yeah, no.
Regular caller.
Yep.
Inner Sight Live.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Oh, if I can get it to activate now. Here we go. Anthony.
Hi. Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How you doing?
That's good. I'm okay. Yeah, that program that she's talking about, Frank, is called Amazon Smile, and it's a way for charities to be able to get attention and get noticed. And if you buy a particular product or from what, you know, whatever company, it will help support your favorite charity.
Right.
And it's, you know, a good way to find charities that you like, small and large. But, you know, it seems that, you know, donations these days are down to charities, perhaps, because, you know, people are just getting back to work and, you know, people don't have money and all that. I mean, maybe things will pick back up. But I have a feeling these days that people are just picking their favorite charity and just donating, you know, what little bit they can afford, you know. But, you know, mm-hmm. there's always Christmas time and better days
yeah.
ahead. You know, the coronavirus is dying down and not as many people are sick from it anymore.
Well,
the vaccinations.
I heard that it was coming back up. Obviously, you know why? They're freaking out because it is going down. That's what I'm thinking. But that's
yeah.
the first point.
You never know. They said that, you know, stress can weaken the vaccination, so you never know. I mean,
well,
if
knows?
You get, you know, if you overexert your body over it and everything,
mm-hmm.
it can weaken it, you know what I mean?
It's, it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the same thing when, you know, you take medication. If you get stressed out or frustrated enough,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the medication will be weakened. You know, it's the same thing when you sit in a doctor's office and you wait for hours just to see a doctor for, you know, something that's only going to take 5 minutes when you have people, you know, before you that'll, you know, have a long laundry
mm-hmm.
list of things that they need addressed and you only need a simple thing and it takes
mm-hmm.
you forever to be
seen. Well,
let them
go to the laundromat.
Let him go to the laundromat.
Right. Well, yeah. I wish, you know, they could do that. It would make life easier and faster for them. Only if you could, you know, see the doctor as fast as you could wash clothes. You know, but or then I don't know which one would be faster. You know, I mean.
Oh yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, I mean, you might be in and out of the doctor's office faster. Like if you have to fill out a home care form, it'd be a 1-2-3 checkbox kind of thing, and then you're in and out of there.
Oh no, mine is never a 1-2-3 checkbox. They have to read it. Meanwhile, they've seen that stupid 6 months. It's every 6 months they got to fill out this damn form, okay? And it's not that hard. Okay, but yet they have to go to the previous one and look at it. Oh, but you had this on this one. Yeah, I'm still the same. Put the same thing.
Yeah, because
in 6 months.
The home care agencies are so afraid, you know, of getting
mm-hmm.
sued for anything that
yes,
they
mm-hmm.
want, you know, a long list of all your conditions, and the nurses want to know your medications, and I tell them I'm not
fallen?
On any medications, and yeah,
right.
Have you fallen in the past 6 months, any emergency
uh-huh.
room visits, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and
for me, it's two.
Yeah,
then
well,
that.
Yeah, what happened, you fell off the bed or something?
No, I got sick.
Oh, yeah. I know about that. But, yeah, they for one, did you get any medication? And this
yes.
and that, you know. But
yes.
that's, you know, that's pretty much the only thing that will bring up your hours if you, you know, convince them that you're, you know, sick enough to really need it. You know what I mean? Not what
oh,
yeah. these, not what these, you know, clients' families do say that, you know, they need an aide to stay there because it's not fair that, you know, one cup of the client's is in the sink because the aide left an hour ago. I mean, that's not going to hold water. But,
nope.
you know, they try it. And
that's
why, you know, Medicaid cut back on things now. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I believe partially we're suffering. You know, the
oh,
way
yes,
we deal
are.
With home care these days because,
but also,
you
I
know,
gotta admit another thing. I think that because of people not doing their job properly, that we're also suffering because they see that one person can get away with all of that. So we're suffering from that too. So then they goes, why don't you go get that aid left early or whatever the case may be because they'll help you better or something. It's things always happen for a reason.
I think we suffer the most, those of us who are
yes,
disabled and elderly, because
yes.
the money is being put into the wrong places.
I agree.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Frank, that, you know, with these agencies, they just keep depositing and depositing and depositing, and the money just piles
yeah.
up to the roof. And,
yeah, it does.
You know.
And it doesn't help.
Yeah, I mean, they say that they're helping the disabled, and that's all we know, you know. Do you know, you know, exactly what
mm-hmm.
the money is going toward, but
no.
if it's a non-for-profit, you know, they have to.
Well, you know that it's not going toward helping us.
No, obviously not.
Yeah,
that, you know.
not in the way that they want it to, but you know that we want it to. But to them, it's sufficient, and to them, it's good enough, and it's pleasing to the government.
Yeah, but they don't live
know.
It. Most of us, most of them, we do.
No, yeah. they don't.
Who
never,
are they to make that judgment if they don't live it?
They just follow guidelines of the government. That's all, and
yeah.
and whatever programs are set forth, you know, by whoever runs the organization.
That's gotten on my nerves over these last few months. Really gotten over my nerves. So it's really hard. It's hard to say, okay, do they really know what they're doing? Okay, do they really know, you know, are they really helping? Those are the
Who's that? Who
are
you talking about?
About
the scientists. Yeah.
I really...
What? Wait a minute. About who?
Any scientist.
The scientists?
Really
oh.
Yeah, and do they really know what they're talking about? Do they really know what they're doing?
No, it's all theory. They don't know anything.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think I, you know, caught on to something kind of thing, and I think this might work, and I think that
yeah.
might work. And I really think a lot of times, Suzanne, that they don't really know much, you know, to do
oh.
with anything, especially these
it's
older, you know, yeah,
right.
these illnesses that have been around a long time, but you know
mm-hmm.
they just try to, you know, run these organizations and charities to help keep people alive, like kids with cancer and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
there's no, you know, permanent cure for that, but like for example, St. Jude, they have you donating so they can, you know, help them with food and housing and all that while
oh,
they're
that.
At the hospital.
You know why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My father was one of the first donating members was, and then also my mom too. Both of them really worked hard, and then there was some sort of change, and my mom didn't know what the change was, and then they never got notified of the change, and everything just changed.
Donating to who?
St. Jude. They were
huh?
like one of the originating members, one of them. I don't know what went on with that. And then all of a sudden they realized that they weren't called to some of the meetings and things like that. In the
oh,
beginning,
they had a management change, I guess. Yeah,
yeah.
I could see where that would happen. You know, Marlo Thomas's father, Danny Thomas, originally ran it. And
yeah, no.
they never showed him much, you know, in later
respect.
You know, later telephones, I guess you'd call it. But they weren't really telephones with St. Jude. They were long commercials, and they would,
yeah, that's what
you know,
they
flash
yeah.
the number of, you know, on the bottom of the screen and call and donate now and call and donate now.
Yeah.
And people would love to, and, you know, people love their
you know
charities.
What it was? They
mm-hmm.
used to have to go to my church, and who's willing to donate now? Nobody raised their hand. And they're like, he's
yeah.
like, come on, this is Danny Thomas talking, by the way. And you go, come on,
yeah.
this is your future. Might not be,
yep.
you know, a person who's Mideastern, but it's your future, these kids. You know, that's what he would say. And then everybody would start putting in the basket that he was
yeah.
passing around.
Yeah, and then the others that can't give feel bad because a lot of times,
right.
you know, people come to church with empty pockets just to worship God and read the Bible or
right.
get the, you know, or to enjoy the fellowship and, you know,
no,
enjoy the potluck.
No, this was actually a special church thing for, you know, that particular reason. They came to church for that, which is kind of weird. You come to church for a donation, but actually they weren't expecting that large of a donation. My mom and dad gave me the little lowdown when they got, you know, back from the meeting, and they were like, holy cow. We gave them the best we could, you know, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I mean,
it's a mad for me, and I'm sure for many others, that these
mm-hmm.
organizations, these big hospitals, all this big money,
right.
are not exploring and looking
mm-hmm.
into other ways to help these
right.
children and all these other people. That's the thing that bothers me. They have the means to do it,
right.
and they don't.
That's right.
You know, they're prejudiced.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not sure about that. They might be looking into things that we don't know about. I mean, they don't share it all the time, and, you know, if it's internal and they haven't, you know, caught on to any exciting positive news, then I guess they might not share it because, you know,
now, they have to go by the FDA. If the FDA doesn't honor it, they're not looking into it. They'd lose their license.
But that's the thing. If you don't,
some don't.
If you, yeah, if you, well, you know, if you don't follow the FDA, then they could shut you down because, you know, you're not, you know, if anything happens again, you can get sued. You have to follow certain standards and ethics. That's the way it is, you know what I mean?
Well, what about when it happens when you follow the FDA?
Well, then they can say you made an error, but the FDA will investigate it too and look into it too, and you know we don't really know what's
prejudice.
Happening.
You can't trust that investigation. They're prejudiced.
Well,
they're one-sided. That's why all those guys quit months ago.
Yeah, remember that for the Alzheimer's medicine?
No, it was for the coronavirus. Vaccination because they didn't believe in it. But, you know.
But initially, I thought it was for the Alzheimer medicine that people were going to be putting out and it wasn't working.
That might have been
it
another
might have
time.
Happened.
Yeah.
It might have happened then, too. But remember, you know, that, like, cancer is not something that the media mentions every day because it's not like the coronavirus, you know, where it's new and there, you know, everyone's, you know, attention is on it. You know, so you just mention it when there's something exciting going on. If not, you know, you don't want to because it's a big letdown, you know, for people that, you know, have sick feeling.
I'll tell you another thing that's going on. There's going to be a big, I've been hearing it on the radio, going to be a big walk in June in New York City with these suicide prevention.
Oh, I want to be on that one.
You know?
Yep.
But the thing that bothers me is, on that same station, you'll hear commercials for drugs that are supposed to help people with depression, and they say right on the commercial, if this drug makes you feel suicidal, call your doctor, and so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah,
they
think they're helping them because people a lot of times will insist, you know, when they go to the psychiatrist that, you know, they can't handle things on their own and, you know, the psychiatrist is already taught to, you know, treat with medication
I think the first thing this group should do is to get rid of these medicines that are driving people to commit suicide. And I'm going to do a whole damn show on it.
Yeah, well,
you know, I'm
going to
invite them. Let's see what they got to say about that.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Frank. I mean, a lot of these medications do cause the same something that they don't like us to say on the air on blog, you know, side effects that, you know, they claim to treat. So it doesn't really do anything. But all these medications really do, Frank, these psychotropic drugs, as they call them, is you take the medication, and I've given this analogy once before, if you guys remember it, and you keep taking it till it piles up in your system, and you wax the floors, and it's so piled up to where it's shiny, and your body is so coated and built up with it that you become, you know, it controls your mood and adjusts your mood, and without it, you know, you come down off of it slowly, and basically all it does is make you, you know, sleepy and out of it, and, you know, you feel like a zombie in a lot of cases, and people don't like to take it, but, you know, they'll convince you that it's best for you. And, you know, some people will say, well, I have no choice because, people will say, well, I have no choice, you know, because if I don't take it, then I'll feel like I want to commit suicide, you know, and I don't want to be a danger to myself.
And if you do take it, you feel like you want to commit suicide. So
what's the difference then?
that's an indicator, and they don't look at that. They don't accept that as an indicator that there's something wrong here. That's where the FDA, again, is prejudiced.
Yeah, all they want to say is, oh, well, we have to try something else and something else. And also remember, Frank, that a lot of times, again, I mean, we've talked about this happening with disabled people, but with people who are suicidal, people are scared. So they don't want them in their house unless they're going to agree to take medication. And they're going to say, oh, well, if you don't want to take medication, then I can't have you in my house because I can't be responsible. And also, if you don't take medication, and they think you are such a danger to yourself, and you try to commit suicide and you have marks and all that, they can go to court and have you committed to a state psychiatric facility. So you comply with what, you know.
It's just another situation where the money is not being spent in the right way.
Right. But it's not something that we can control because it's state law, and if you don't, then you'll go to a facility, and you again will have no choice.
Well, when I worked back in the 60s and early 70s with Project Release, you know, and we my job was to specifically help blind people in mental hospitals, and we had a psychiatrist who was a former mental patient. He might have been the only one. And he didn't agree with this concept. You know, he helped people to get off of these drugs and to find better ways, including vitamins and some of the natural tranquilizers. Mm-hmm. So it can be done. Mm-hmm. They don't want it to be done.
Well, that's okay, Suzanne. My question to you, Frank, is, you know, not to make a joke out of this, but how did he survive financially? Because if you don't subscribe to what the government believes, you won't be acknowledged as a real psychiatrist, and you won't have money to eat because you can't pay your bills because nobody will hire you anywhere. Either you go find what they say.
Well, this guy was a real psychiatrist. He was licensed and one of the best schools.
Probably a number of people that I can count on my fingers, a few of them, you know, enough that I can count on my fingers, maybe 10 of them, for example, that, you know, really can, you know, have any clout that people pay attention to, that, you know, have a lot of patience. But really, wow. Well, he must have been.
He's a very popular guy.
Been,
he wrote a book. You know, very knowledgeable guy.
What was the name of the book?
I don't think he's alive anymore, but.
Well,
Dr. John Cleaver. John, if you're listening to the show, give us a call, 213-816-1650.
The problem is, Frank, so a lot of times when people die, you know, when people didn't pay much attention to them in life, their legacy fades, and only those who really love them and believe in what they, you know, thought and what they said and really, you know, supported it and really had a deep down passion for it and cared, you know, still think about them and stuff like that. Others, you know, you might just be a fading thought in their mind, and they might remember certain things, and you know, then you know, you die, and they just kind of forget, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way.
Yeah, well, John wrote his book. I don't know what the title is. I'd have to try to find out.
Yeah, I mean, we all like to think as people that people, you know, really agree with our philosophy as much as we do, and we can only hope that they do, but nothing is guaranteed, and we don't know, you know, if someone will try and carry it on or not, or for how long.
Not guaranteed. And even with the holistic stuff, you can't save everybody, but you can save some and a lot more than being done now.
That's something you have to convince the world about. And, you know, I'm
the FDA.
Yeah. But again, you know, that's not something that we can be sure that any of us speaking here tonight, you know, can be sure that we'll be able to do before we die. We'll try, you know what I mean? But we shouldn't drive ourselves crazy.
You never know.
If we can't, yeah.
Never
you
know.
Just have to, you know,
whoever
remain optimistic.
Whoever thought we'd have almost 115,000 listeners?
Nobody
yeah.
thought that.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
well, there you go.
This platform is definitely amazing. People from all over the world, you know, that can listen and hear about, you know, disability rights issues and every
mm-hmm.
you know thing that we put out here every night and all that. It's very interesting, very entertaining, and very informative, and it's also funny. And everybody
all
loves
right.
our
any,
following.
Any
night.
Other matter? Glad, Anthony. We're going to move on.
No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Great night. Bye-bye,
Susan.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah. 8:35, New York, Intersight Matter Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. And tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show with the solution. Now, people should listen to this show because I believe it's the first program of its kind that has the solution to nursing homes, where people will never have to go to a nursing home again.
That'd
right?
be nice.
I don't know of any other program or group or civil rights or anyone that is advocating for what we are determined to bring about, turn the nursing home into accessible housing. And we need more groups and people to stand up for that. If you really want to get rid of these nursing homes, you really don't want to go to a nursing home, you know? All you got to do, almost every disabled person has a computer. I'm one of the few that doesn't. But you got a computer, send out a notice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Call Intersight. The petition will be up soon. We're revising it. But in the meantime, tell them to call Intersight.
Yeah.
631-224-3090 or go to intersight.info.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every disabled person should be doing that. I mean, do people really want to get rid of these nursing homes, or is it all talk?
I hope it's not all talk. That's all I have to say.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to
find out.
Because I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to waste my time running after people who are not going to help us.
That's right.
Now, whether they help us or not, we're still going to help them.
That's true.
By sticking to this and trying to do our best to bring it, make it into a reality. It's not going to be easy.
Which is great. You know, imagine the day that you come to a law and actually see that nursing homes on paper don't exist, and then you see the person giving them the letter that they must turn all their units into accessible housing. That would be awesome. Wouldn't you feel like a nice kind of sense of relief?
Yeah, if you get enough people
would.
To say that, the politicians are going to have to do something about it.
Yes.
They keep telling me that. There's safety in numbers. Well, sometimes that's true, and sometimes it's not.
That's right.
You know, because I said to the congressman, well, how many people have been denied guide dogs in the last 10 years?
Oh, he never could.
And he didn't know.
That.
I said, well, why don't you find out? There's numbers.
Yes.
You know, and he just dropped the whole damn thing.
I know.
So sometimes you need enough people to stand up to an issue, and that does it. Other times, you raise enough money, and you can make enough noise on the issue, and that does it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think he got spooked by somebody. That's my feeling.
Who knows? Nothing would surprise me.
Nothing would
Wednesday
surprise
night, nursing
me.
Home show. Thursday night, our program, title, we got to amend it. right. But Friday night's the funnies.
There's nothing lately that spooks me enough to, you know, avoid the people I want to help, you know.
Come around and have some fun on Friday night. Inner sight.
Yeah.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday. If you're out there and you want to sound off, mad about something, glad about something, 213-816-1650 on Monday night. Any other callers?
Nope, it was just a friend.
All right. So look up, let's see what the total is like. I wonder if we added anyone.
Nobody else. Okay. Yes, I'm going to go back to the other. Yes, we did. To that answer also.
All right, inner sight.
I'm going to give it to you. All right. It is
113,894.
That's 113,000? Yep. 894.
Oh. All right.
A little
so that's
bit up.
Very close to 114,000.
Yeah, very close.
Wow, we only need a little over 100 more listens.
Yeah, that's it.
And we'll be at 113,000.
Yeah.
All right. Where did you find, and this might be a glad, I'm sure it will be. Where did you find that information about that we're the number second, second
online,
best
believe
show.
All I had to do is
on the decision.
Ask who is the, you know, highest rated disabled show, and that's when I got that.
Where did you do that, on Google?
Yeah, I Googled it, yep.
So who is the highest rated?
Hold on, let me get my question.
Did it tell you?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Hold on. Podcast.
I didn't think
highest
Google would.
Podcast.
You know, yeah, it's very strange because.
Hello. Yeah.
I call Google, supposedly, I don't know if it's really them, calls me and tells me we're not listed on Google.
All right, hang on. Oh, that is something different. That's like a.
Oh, I don't know.
That's like an advertisement type of deal.
Yeah, but
this
we're mentioned on, obviously we're mentioned on Google. Well, why do they tell me we're not?
More than once. But I think it's to get you advertised there.
India. Well, I am advertised.
It's so loud. This is really annoying.
Let's see what it says. I'm curious to know
what the other one means. Site. Freedom.
Who the top show is.
Yeah, it's Accessible Stall. I looked that up.
We ought to invite them on
the
program.
Look this one up. Yeah. But that's it. We only have one more to get to the high, which is great. Oh,
all
they
right,
even
so
like
that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm getting to it, but it said Inner Sight, Freedom, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. That they seem to like. That's the highest podcast.
Where does it say
good.
That?
That's on Google. Google search.
On Google.
Yeah. All
well,
I did was Inner Sight Freedom.
Telling me I'm not
that's
on
what came
Google.
Up.
That's gotta be a phony call.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be.
All right,
I mean, why would I just be searching?
That's listed on Google?
Yeah, and so it's listed on iHeartRadio, which is one of the number one radio things is, you know, when people listen to podcasts. It is also listed on Podchaser. That's just our main station. That, you know, that particular one. But also the nursing home show is actually showing there also.
Right.
And a few other places. You know, I really think that that's a real catch show for them.
Yeah. So where does it say about?
Yes,
the
I
number
have to
one
go
program.
Look at something. Hold on, let me just get the name of it, and I'll get
just
it for
like
you.
To
okay?
know more about that.
Yeah, you go. Let me think if it's Podcaster or Podchaser, one of those pod things. Hold on. I'm now looking.
So
on.
Google lists all this stuff, huh?
Yes, they do, but I have to find the particular one that I'm looking for because there's so many pod whatevers. So give me a second, okay? Mm.
All right, you look for that. In the meantime, Inner Sight and...
Yes.
You know, every time there's news about the war over there in Ukraine, the stock market goes down. You know?
I know.
And I'll tell you, somebody who really bugs the hell out of me and bothers me, this guy on NBC, I'd like to get him on the show.
You would? Oh, my.
I would challenge him, this Mad Money guy on NBC.
I know who
I
he
would,
is. Too.
I would challenge him on the show. I would say, listen, you ever think of helping disabled people? You know, to be able to invest, you know, would you help us get a lobby in Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Now I tell them, you know, a lot of these rich investors, they're going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they listen to you anyway.
Right.
And my question to him would be, would you help us get a lobby in Washington? So that we don't, so that our little disability check cannot be tampered with in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my question to him, and I'd like to see what he says, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't hear him say one word about people who are disabled when it comes to investing.
Man, money, no, he doesn't.
You know, he's talking about the rich people with the money.
That's right.
He's not talking about, how can you talk about investing and not mean people with money?
That's right.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. You're addressing money people
mm-hmm.
on that kind of a program. You're not talking to people that get an SSI check every month and have nothing. They can invest. You know, if that were the case, he wouldn't have a damn show on there.
Yeah.
Because nobody can invest. He's talking to money people. How about all the people who would like to invest, who should be able to and can't because they don't have the money? People who have earned that money by not being equal.
That's right.
So he never addresses that. And that really bothers me, that they leave us out all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's millions of us.
Mm.
And that's a lot of votes. I don't know why these politicians don't try to grab these votes and do something for us.
Yeah. It should be that way.
Damn right, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And anybody would like to invest some money for Inner Sight?
Yeah, right.
Feel free.
Helping us. That would be greatly appreciated.
That'd be a nice present.
Yeah, it should be.
You know, we'll use the money to
you and everybody
try
else.
To liberate these nursing homes. Turn
yes,
them into accessible housing.
Yeah.
Or whatever you know, whatever cause you would like to pick out of the four basic causes. All right, Inner Sight, and let's see. Yeah. So Thursday night, I'd like to talk about this
Thursday night
investment stuff. You know, how we don't have the right, we who are disabled, for the most part, I mean, unless you got an inheritance and you come into some big money, we don't have the right to invest, you know, and to play, so to speak, to play the stock market like everybody else does.
No, we don't.
No.
I used to do it a little bit, but not enough to say that I was in the same league as he was talking about.
No,
I never had enough
money
to do that.
You don't have the money.
No, I didn't. Even when I was working, I never had enough money to be in the same league as he was in. And I'm saying that with a poking fun at him, in a sense. I would just get enough money to just pay my bills and put a little bit there, and then I'd be broke. And that
if you
would
were
be good.
Working,
I needed to have something.
And you, if you were working and you were disabled and you were able to keep your disability, I bet you'd have enough money to do something.
I bet you, yes, I would.
Sure, there's the answer.
Right. The money is the
answer.
There's
the answer.
People don't realize that, how much we need in money to be able to execute the things that we need on a bare necessity. They don't realize that. They think we're being helped with money from the government. Why do we need to ask for more? But that might be the very problem. We're being helped with some money.
We're not being
it's
helped.
It's not even being given.
We're
to
not
it's
being helped.
Being
you know why we're not being
agencies.
Helped? Because the bottom line is they're going to take all that money back by shoving you into a nursing home. I don't call that being helped.
I don't call that being helped either.
And there's no law to protect
let's
you.
Let's kiss your butt goodbye, and let's watch yourself go out the back in a coffin. That's what I call that. That's what I call that.
We're not being helped.
No. We're being...
We're being used.
Yeah, very much so.
We're being used a lot more than we're being helped.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Analyze it. Think about it.
Yeah.
Look at those 4 points that I spoke of the other night. How are we being helped?
We're
there's
not.
No law to protect you.
And then some people say, don't say that. Then what should I say? You tell me what I should say to that. When I saw my mother 2 years before, and then afterwards now, she's dead after 2 years. What do I say to it?
Your mother wasn't
they
being
can't
helped.
Answer me.
They didn't call Gary Noll and say, we're going to let Rosie keep her money and let's see
nothing
what Gary has to offer or Calipari or any one of those guys. They didn't do that, did they?
No.
They didn't give a damn.
No.
Same thing all the way down the line with all the millions of people, that are being used. Used and abused is more like it.
Yes, it's true. Very sad.
There
very
you have
sad.
It, world.
Yep.
Inner Sight, you heard it right here, 213-816-1650. Did you find that information?
Not yet. I'm really upset now. I can't find that one last piece. It's very good, and I will find it for tomorrow, I guarantee you. But right now,
you can't find
I'm looking for it, and I can't. Got a little aggravated by trying to find it.
I thought you had it before.
Yeah, I did.
On the Google.
Now I can't find it. We are definitely second place. That I know.
Well, I'd like to find
that
so that people could look that up.
I'll find it before the end of the show, I guarantee you. Is that 7 minutes? I'm gonna find it.
Well, we only got a few minutes left.
Yeah,
in
if
a
I
site,
find it, I'll tell you about it. But if I can't, tomorrow, for sure.
All right. Inner Sight and around the world, and our hearts go out to all those in the Ukraine who are living through hardships, and it's a definite mad on the part of people who are imposing these hardships on people. People who were just a couple of weeks ago trying to live their lives, minding their own business. It's like a criminal. It's like criminals invading you. That's what it is. That's what it is. And there should be an international police to stop it. I mean, where's the protection?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like these sanctions are doing much for people.
Right.
If they're still shooting and killing people and destroying, to me that means sanctions are not working.
Yeah, that's not helping.
And I'm sure to millions of others. So, one of the experts, so-called experts, said China is the only one who can bring about peace between Russia and Ukraine. Now, I don't know why that is. Well, what's the hook there? What's the, why would Russia listen to China? I'm not a political scientist. I don't pretend to be. I don't want to be. I hate politics. To me, it's all phony. But why would China have influence over Russia like that? And if they do, why aren't they using it?
Right.
They're big on the economy. They don't want to see these economies suffer because they're hooked into all of them. Look at all the Chinese people in this country. I wonder how many there are in the Ukraine.
Right. Now that they've shot everybody in the Ukraine, now you must have a lot more disabilities.
So, I don't know. It remains to be seen.
15% of
China
the world's population
or any other country. What?
Experience some sort of disability. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's 1 billion
Somebody
of
needs
people
to...
on Earth. 15% of them experience disability. Now, why isn't everybody going crazy over that figure? Why isn't everybody calling us like crazy to say, hey, I agree to you with what you have to say? I don't know. Regular. That's what
well,
we usually
yeah,
get. We don't get that right away.
This is mostly a listening show.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a call-in.
That's right.
But that's all right.
That's all right.
As long as we get the message out there.
That's right.
You know. So be it China or any other country or any individual
yeah.
has any influence to stop this horrible killing, I
yes.
hope you do it.
Yes.
We called
you know,
for it on the
like
show. It obviously
need
didn't,
some,
didn't do much.
You know,
but
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well.
We tried.
I interrupted you. Sorry about that.
You know, the head economic guy in Ukraine today
yeah.
said on the news that this oil that's going to Russia to keep the war going, he said it's blood oil.
Yes, it is.
And he's right.
He's very right.
You know, do something about it. They don't have oil, they can't move their tanks.
Huh.
And so on. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank everybody for listening. And Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Tomorrow night, you pick your own subject right here on Inner Sight. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090 at 631. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow night on the open mic where you can literally talk about anything you want. Right here, live.
Wow.
And it's heard all over the world on Inner Sight. Thank you very much. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Goodbye.
Yes, everybody.
World.
Have a great night.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank
good night,
you.
Everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.